Throughout my years of making friends and building relationships, I've learned quite a few lessons along the way. So growing up an only child, I tended to prefer imaginary friends more than real people. So I remember in pre-K 4, I'd be on the playground and swinging on the swings with my imaginary friends while all the real human beings I kind of ignored. But nonetheless, it was definitely easier in elementary school and to make friends. You know, you'd make friends over sharing a box of crayons. And as I grew older, I started to become pretty shy around new people and kind of insecure, so it was hard to grow long-lasting friendships. And maybe you feel this way, because getting older, I think it's harder and harder to make friends, because the whole language around making friends kind of shifts. It's like learning a completely new language, and you know, you're not taught it, you're just kind of thrown into it. If you feel this way, maybe you have a hard time making meaningful friends or getting into lasting relationships, I totally understand that pain. And I've had many different experiences with people, good and bad, but I've learned a lot from it, and I'm really thankful for every experience I've been through. So I kind of wanted to share the lessons I've learned, and I've narrowed it down to 5. While I've learned a lot, I think 5 is all this episode can handle without me talking your ear off, so we're just gonna get right into it. Number 1, going grocery shopping when you're hungry. Automatic now. Now you're probably like, Adriana, what the heck does this have to do about friendships? We're not talking about food here. No, but what I mean by this is don't go seeking for a relationship or a friendship when you're lonely, because then you're more likely to pick up something you don't want. Maybe you wanted it in the moment because, you know, it looked appetizing, like the food at the store, but then it actually ends up being quite costly in your life. So I remember I was at a point about 5 years ago where I could not stand being in the silence. Let me tell you, like, I would hang out around anyone I could find. You're a human being, you're hanging out with me. It did not matter who you were. And the issue with this, okay, you end up hanging around people who could be toxic, which is exactly what happened to me. These friends that I was surrounding myself with were constantly talking negatively about other people, about themselves, about me, literally in front of me. And so this is why I say, this is the first lesson that I feel is probably the most important, because if you feel lonely, you need to work on being comfortable with yourself before seeking friendships or relationships. You got to become your own friend first. And now I get that for the extroverts, you know, you find your energy and your battery is charged up by being with other people, but this doesn't mean that you should fully rely on them for that joy, because sometimes people can't hang out, and then what? You gotta be alone. There's always gonna be a point in your life where you're gonna be alone, and it's better to practice that so when the time comes, you can handle it, you know? And I did consider myself an introvert because I used to not love making new friends. Like, that was just not my thing. But this past year, I really enjoy having conversations and just talking with people. But even though this is kind of shifting for me, I'm still gonna make alone time for myself, because that's really when I learn more about the person I am and grow and develop. So overall, don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry. Don't get into relationships or friendships when you're lonely, because it's going to cost you later. Number 2, you cannot fully rely on human beings. You can only rely on God. So I had a friend who I really relied on for everything. She was the one I could count on, the one who I went to for any problem I had, and I would choose to hang out with her more than anyone else. This isn't inherently bad that you have that one person you can really rely on, but the issue here is you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, you know, because then if they break, well, you're left with no eggs. But if you have multiple baskets with multiple eggs and they're all in different areas, then the chances of them all breaking is very slim. So I think it's really great to have different people for different things, like a variety, so you don't count on one person. Because the issue that I had was this really close friend moved away, and not far, just about an hour, but, you know, we got busy and didn't see each other much. But I remember the months leading up to me knowing she was going to leave, I was a wreck. I didn't know what I was going to do without her. I was really struggling. And that's the part that is concerning. And this is why I say, don't rely solely on one person. And even now, in any friendship I have, of course, it's good to become close with someone. It's good to know that you can trust them. But I think the only thing we can rely on is God, because he's never going to let us down. Of course, I know sometimes you may think that he lets you down when you don't get what you want, but that's usually because you don't see the full picture. I know, for instance, going through struggles in my life, I don't see the full picture then. If we were to apply this lesson, be around those who you can grow with, this relationship cannot grow if the other person is reluctant to. So at that point, I think you would have to end it. And I'm not saying, you know, to totally do this with all your friendships. Maybe there is one friendship where you know that you could really help the other person, but you also know that you aren't growing in this friendship. In that case, maybe shift your priorities. Maybe don't spend all your time with them. What I'm saying is, your friendships or relationships, you need to be able to grow in them. If you're not growing, you're basically dying. You know, you're going backwards. And I've had friendships where there's such surface level conversation. Most of the time, it's about what other people are doing, you know, what this person is acting like. But it's not about your aspirations, your dreams, your goals. I love the friendships that you can talk about your faith, you can talk about the things you want to get better at. This is just so important, because then you can have someone you grow with, you know, whether it's in a relationship or a friendship. This is a key lesson that I've brought with me with every friendship. This past year, I've made an amazing friend, and we're always pushing each other to be stronger in our faith. We're talking about the Bible, whether that's reading it together or doing a Bible study. It's just always in our conversation. And that type of friendship is so important to me, because you know when you hang out with that other person, you're not going to like become brain dead, you know? You're not becoming dumber. You're actually growing and you're learning. And I think life really gets exciting when you have that everyday progress or one step forward. You know what I mean? The fifth one, this is the very last. Do not set unrealistic expectations. Now, this is one that really, really kills friendships, relationships. And here's a funny example about this. So a few years ago, or maybe this was a year ago. So I have these friends who aren't great with their the time they say they're going to arrive places and the time they actually get there. You have those friends ever? I don't know. But I love them dearly. Amazing people. But this particular day, what am I saying this particular day? This happened all the time, but this is an instance. Okay, this particular day, they said they were going to come over to hang out at this certain time. It was like 12 o'clock, I think, in the afternoon. And 12 o'clock comes, they're not there. An hour goes by, another hour, they text me, oh, we're running late, another hour. And here I am putting these expectations in my head. I've planned out like the whole day of what we're going to do, you know. I'm visualizing it, like I'm seeing the image in my mind of what we're going to do, and I'm just hyping it up. And then they actually end up getting there at like 9 at night, okay? So quite a few hours later. But the issue here is I have now built all this resentment towards them because I set these unrealistic expectations. And the reason why it was unrealistic is because they've done this before. So I shouldn't have put in my mind that they were going to arrive on time. You know what I mean? And this is why it's kind of individualized. Like for some people, certain expectations aren't unrealistic, but then for some they are. So you really got to see the person. But another thing is having these like scenarios you create in your head. And you know, there's always like maybe you like someone or you met a new friend and now you're creating all these scenarios in your head of like what's going to happen or what this person's going to be like. But now the issue here is when they're not like that, or when they don't treat you the way that you hyped up in your head, you're taken back, even though it's not bad. You just set these unrealistic expectations. So now your relationship or friendship is just being ruined, even if you haven't even met the person yet, you know? Like maybe you see someone across the room at your in your class and you start making these scenarios in your head of like what they're going to be like, and then you meet them and you're like, oh, they're not that great, when really they were cool people, but you just hyped it up in your head to be something completely different. So this is back to what I was saying. Do not set these unrealistic expectations in friendships, relationships. They're always going to let you down. And this used to happen to me in my relationship all the time, my past relationship, where I would constantly be putting these expectations on this person and I'd be being let down. And this is when I realized it's so important to trade your expectations for appreciation. Instead of asking, what can this person give me or what they're going to do for me, instead ask, what am I grateful for? Or what do I like about this person? What are they good at? Finding ways to appreciate the smallest things in life, I think, is really powerful for taking those expectations that are unrealistic away. But to sum this all up, I'm so thankful for all the lessons I've learned and all the ways I've learned it too, even though some of the ways were not fun, you know, kind of learned the hard way with some of these lessons. But I have quite a few more. So if you do want to listen to them, let me know. I'll do another episode about this. But I think it's really important to have that community and be able to make long-lasting friends and have a strong foundation for a relationship with a significant other. And I know some people aren't going to be in your life forever, but I've learned that God brings everyone in your life for some type of reason, whether they're meant to stay forever or just a few months, a few weeks, a year. There's always a reason. And I think if we kind of look for the lesson in everything, we can start to appreciate it instead of harping on why a friendship or relationship failed. And that's what I used to do a lot. But then I realized that's no way to live. And I'm definitely not going to create a life I love by living in complain mode and harping about the past. But I hope these lessons helped, and I hope maybe you can apply some of this to your life. Maybe you can relate to some of this stuff, because I know that it's not easy making friendships these days, especially with social media. I feel like that's another thing. Maybe we'll go into that a whole another time. But I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening and hanging out with me. And if you do want to hear more about creating a life you love, be sure to give the podcast a follow and let me know if you want to hear about any topics. DM me on Instagram. I'd love to hear it. And thank you so much for listening.